Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome into your Wednesday afternoon Trail Tidbits, FallQuest.com recruiting mini podcast. I'm Eric Kane alongside the insider Matt Ray, and we're going to talk about a bevy of prospects here today. But let's go ahead and get started with a pair of OVs set to take place this weekend as Tennessee will have senior day against UTEP for the final regular season game at Neyland Stadium. Let's start with the running back, a Southern Cal commit, Dewan Morris. Tennessee's looking, of course, trying to add a second back to this class, and they've been in on him, out on him, and it feels like those talks have been kind of heating up here in the last couple of weeks, and big weekend coming up for Dewan Morris.
Yeah, this is a big weekend coming up for Dewan Morris, Eric. I mean, you know, you're looking at really your final shot with him. If you're Tennessee, he is, you know, going to get his final questions answered. Tennessee did a good job of showing him everything that he wanted to see during his unofficial visit earlier in the month, but this weekend's going to be important. I think as Dewan Morris and his family gets back out here, you know, there's questions collectively for them that they want to get answered and see more about Tennessee because, you know, credit USC, despite a struggle this season and a letdown for Lincoln Riley's program, they've done a really good job of recruiting Dewan Morris since the spring back when he committed there. And, you know, they've not gone away in this one. They've continued to battle. They were out to see him. You know, I think Austin Price said earlier in the week he was out there, you know, again, one more time to check them out. So he's doing his due diligence in this process right now. And, you know, this is a big weekend for Tennessee and Darrell Sims with Dewan Morris. You know, as he comes in just looking to check some final boxes with the Vols. I still think a lot makes sense with him at Tennessee, especially the usage at running back. I think that's honestly the most important thing for him in the process right now is just the – you know, ability to know that he can be used in so many different ways. He's really enjoyed what he's seen from Dylan Sampson and how Tennessee uses him. He thinks he lines up really well, you know, with Sampson's skill set. And, you know, he's seen how Tennessee's used Peyton Lewis and the opportunities that Deshaun Bishop has got. And, you know, he's really close friends with Boo Carter, who's recruited him very hard, sees Boo Carter playing as a freshman. So he's aware that there's opportunity at Tennessee for him if he comes in and does what he's supposed to do. So this weekend for Tennessee is more about finalizing some of these details and trying to get this one across the finish line as we'll see where he kind of goes leading into that December 4th start of the early signing period. I think he could turn around and make a decision, you know, a final decision rather quickly for either one of these schools because Oakland's trying to get a state championship. He's trying to go out on top one last time. And, you know, I don't think he wants his recruitment to be the, you know, sole focus as they try to finish out as the champions of 6A.
So one official visitor, and that is Dewan Morris, running back, and, you know, currently committed to Southern Cal. Brendan Ains, linebacker commit for Tennessee for the class of 2025. He jumped in that class a couple of weeks ago. He'll take an official visit to Knoxville this weekend. What will this weekend be for Brendan Ains?
Yeah, you know, I don't feel like we had a chance to talk as much about Brendan Ains. Just, you know, obviously he snuck into Tennessee for the Florida game there, and things were relatively quiet. And then he didn't wait too long to flip his commitment from Wisconsin to Tennessee. But, you know, this weekend's going to be important for him to be around the team more, be around William Inge more, be around Josh Heupel more, and learn a little bit more about his football fit. He's probably, you know, one of the more underrated pieces in this class right now. He's a guy that's played really good football for a Page High School program there in the Mid-State that has been really good for the last few years. I actually think they finished runner-up 3 years in a row in 5A. So they're chasing a state championship as well. But this weekend for Brendan Ains will just be big to get back to town, familiarize himself some more with some of the people that he might not know, and just get a better foothold into the program.
So those are the two official visitors Tennessee is set to play host to this weekend when the Volunteers take on UTEP. Let's go to a target for the last couple of months, it feels like, and a really talented player, top 50 overall player, top 40 according to On3. That's defensive lineman Isaiah Campbell, previously Clemson commit. But this is coming down to Tennessee and North Carolina. And Matt, it feels like, I mean, he was just at North Carolina this past weekend. I want you to tell us what you've heard about that. And, of course, Steve Wiltfong's also written about that as well. But it feels like it's Tennessee and North Carolina. And honestly, tell me if I'm wrong. It feels like, do you want to stay home or do you want to go a couple hours to your west?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it feels like at this point. And, you know, once Isaiah Campbell opened up his commitment and backed off that Clemson pledge, that was kind of what you heard was, you know, he's a homebody. He really wants to take a final look at everything, see North Carolina. Can Clemson remain involved? And, you know, obviously we've discussed on here for a little while now, it's felt like this was a two-team race between Tennessee and North Carolina. And, you know, that's ultimately what it's going to come down to, in my opinion, are those two teams. Everything that I've gathered so far is North Carolina had a really good, you know, showing with him this weekend, answered a lot of his questions. He's very in tune with the recruiting process. He deep dives into everything. He looks at everything. He talks to the people on the academic side, on the football side, on the nutrition side. He wants to make an informed decision this time around. And, you know, again, I was told early after he opened his commitment, if things were on equal footing from the football side, that you could never really discount North Carolina. And this one, kudos to them as they've continued to improve their stock, winning several in a row here, getting bowl eligible this past weekend, I believe. You know, so they're very much in the mix here. And this is going to be one of those things where, again, he's not going to decide. I don't think a visit high is going to decide this for him. He's going to go home. He's going to sit down. He's going to weigh out the pros and cons and determine where he wants to be. And a lot of that's going to come down to what you said to lead this off, Eric. Does he want to stay home or does he want to go a few hours to the west? A lot of things continue to line up with Tennessee and Isaiah Campbell, especially the football side of things. He's got a strong relationship with Rodney Garner. He loves the development piece that Rodney Garner offers. He loves the opportunity that Tennessee has shown him to play multiple spots along the defensive line and how he can rotate in and make an impact early. And that's very clear. I mean, even this past weekend, you know, Tennessee rotated guys heavy against Georgia. I mean, they constantly rotated. Guys had opportunities to make plays. And, you know, I think that appeals to Isaiah Campbell. So we'll kind of see where he goes here over the next, you know, 12, 14 days, I guess it is. We're closing in on signing day now. I think it's roughly 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, to signing day here. Doesn't seem like that, but, you know, he's got a lot to process and, you know, kind of sort through. I said on the Rocky Top Rewind, I did not know if he would wait all the way until December 4th to make a final decision. I still think he probably has his decision, you know, out of the way by then, but it does sound like that is when he will announce his decision. You know, so we'll kind of see where things go with him. Tennessee's going to continue having conversations and just try to make a final push, and North Carolina's going to do the same. And it's just really going to come down to comfortability for him. And I think he's got a lot on each side. So it's going to be like splitting hairs to him at times, but I continue to think the football side lines up for him in Knoxville.
Yeah, certainly the early playing time opportunity. I mean, I can't speak for North Carolina, but you know Rodney Garner plays multiple guys. Look at David Hobbs, another North Carolina, you know, native, and he kind of broke in a little bit as a true freshman, and now he's a part of that heavy rotation as a sophomore, and he's been making some plays. Remember, yeah, signing day's moved up. It is the 4th through the 6th, so about 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. It's hard to believe, and I think that, you know, that'll help kind of knock that out, get that behind you, so then you can focus on, you know, obviously playoffs, conference championship weekend, but transfer portal. I mean, the month of December, we talk about it every year. It's wild and wacky. But signing period has moved up, the early signing period, so that's something we got to pay attention to. And obviously, a trio of Tennessee commits that, you know, Georgia really coming after. You know, Christian Gass, Shady Hayward, Travis Smith, those three. At least Rusty Manziel over Dogs HQ earlier this week said he feels like Tennessee is still in pretty good standing, so that's a good sign. What have you heard from those guys? Did they survive the weekend, essentially, of Georgia beating Tennessee, the place where they're committed to?
Yeah, you know, Austin and I talked about it on the, you know, our recruiting recap, the Extra Point on Saturday night, early into Sunday morning, really. But, yeah, I mean, Tennessee – I feel like survived the weekend right now. Obviously there's still some runway left in these recruitments, you know, starting with Christian Gass. That was one, as we recorded Trail Tidbits last week on Monday, and you know, he told us that he was coming. He was going to the game. He was going to be in the recruiting section to take another look at Georgia. By Wednesday, he was back and forth. Would he go to the game? Would he not go to the game? Well, Saturday, he ended up going to the game. He did not sit in the recruiting section. He bought a ticket and watched as a spectator and, you know, just kind of took things in. And the more that I've asked around there, the more that I've continued to check around there, yeah, Georgia's swinging hard. They want Christian Gass in this class. He's a top 100 prospect, essentially, in the On3 rankings. And, you know, they want him as a part of this linebacker class. They're looking to add there. But they're still fighting an uphill battle. Tennessee's done a really nice job with his family, with him, of solidifying relationships. The Vols were on him early, and he sees a football fit in Knoxville. You know, obviously, Georgia's not going to go away. He's about 45 minutes from Athens, where he's at over there in Newton County. And, you know, that's something that they're still trying to pull on. But as we ease closer to signing day, it feels like things are solidifying more with Tennessee and Christian Gass at this point. With Shady – go ahead, Eric.
I was just going to set it up. Yeah, Shady Hayward's another one that has been in this class for a little bit. But when you talk about the pursuit from other programs, specifically Georgia, you know, Shady's very much been in that conversation. I know you've had some dialogue with him the last couple of weeks about this as well.
Yeah, I mean, Shady Hayward was clear to me early in the week last week that he has no intentions of setting foot back in Athens during this recruiting cycle. And he did not show up for the game this weekend. And, you know, from the Tennessee side, he's continued to have really strong communication. And I think it's really important to Shady Hayward that Tennessee started recruiting him in November. They offered him in person. That was a big deal to him. We've talked about it on the show here before, how big getting that offer from Tim Banks was. But the fact that they never slowed down, right? Georgia's pursued Shady Hayward hard at times, very hard. They've swung really hard. They swung hard during the summer for OVs. They've pushed again here in the fall. Tennessee's never stopped. And for a guy like Shady Hayward, that's something that matters. You know, the more I've asked around, checked around, yep, Georgia's still going to recruit him. No surprise there. But again, another guy right now, Tennessee's facing an uphill battle, or that Georgia's facing an uphill battle to pull away from Tennessee.
So what you like to hear if you're a Tennessee fan, I mean, not just because you're coming off a loss to Georgia, but I mean, when you're trying to bring in the most talent, it's the Alabamas, the LSUs, the Georgias, and you're, you know, again, go back and look at Arian Carter a couple cycles ago. Tennessee beat Alabama head-to-head. Go back and there's been more, don't get me wrong, but you need to be winning these types of battles, not just gaining commits, but holding on to those commits up until signing day. And another one, been committed to Tennessee for quite some time. He's a top 100 national player, top 60 player for On3, and that is Travis Smith. Tennessee commit, Auburn's been after him big time, Georgia's after him as well. Kind of where's the latest as we're 2 weeks out from signing day with Tennessee wide receiver commits, one of the best commits in this class, and that's Travis Smith.
Yeah, I continue to like where Tennessee is with Travis Smith as well. You know, he told me early in the week he was going to the game, told me on Saturday night that he didn't go to the game, and there's still some speculation that he was there as a fan. He definitely was not in the Georgia recruiting section, I can tell you that. But with that said, we've said for some time, we said in the war room last week, things continue to line up with Travis Smith in terms of the numbers, the play style, the relationships at Tennessee. And again, Tennessee's never stopped pursuing Travis Smith. Georgia has wanted to add multiple receivers to this class. You know, they pressed really hard for Travis in the summer, didn't really want him to take any more official visits, wanted him to kind of shut things down. You know, that didn't happen. He visited Alabama. He visited Tennessee. So he took his looks at programs. But, you know, Tennessee's done a really good job of recruiting Travis Smith. He's been to campus multiple times this fall. He's here for Alabama. He was here for Florida. He was here for UTEP. He was here for Kent State.
Yeah.
He was here for Kentucky. He's been a frequent visitor to Knoxville. You know, at this point, I just believe he's getting ready to be a mid-year enrollee and get ready to start his career on Rocky Top.
And if you're watching on YouTube, look at who that comparison is. reminds us of Cedric Tillman. The measurables are very similar. And of course, Cedric Tillman is starting to turn into a pretty nice wide receiver at the professional level with the Cleveland Browns. Hey, out the door, Matt, just real quick. You know, we got those two OVs coming in this weekend. Final home game at Knoxville for the regular season. Anybody else that you know of here midway through the week? I know you'll have more in the war room with Austin Price, but anything else to keep an eye on this weekend as Tennessee hopes host the Miners of UTEP?
Well, right now at this point, I think the headliner, you know, outside of DeJuan Morris as the official visitor is 2026 offensive lineman Darius Gray out of Virginia, a top 30 prospect in the on-three rankings, a guy along the interior that I think Tennessee values as highly as anyone in this class in terms of offensive linemen. Heavyweight battle, a guy that's looking at Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, you know, Alabama, Tennessee, and South Carolina is very much in the mix. They made a strong push for him, you know, with a game day visit earlier in the fall. So this is a big visit for Tennessee. You know, Darius Gray told us over the summer that, you know, Tennessee was right at the top for him. He came down here, he camped for nine at Neil, and he's got a strong relationship with Glenn Ellerby, Kevin Pendleton, you know, really all the guys in that offensive line room. But, you know, we're 4, 5, 6 months away from that now. You know, so this is big for Tennessee to get back in there, reestablish some momentum, and he should get plenty of attention, you know, this weekend. We'll see who else is, you know, makes it to campus this week. You know, I think Tennessee will try to get some more of these in-state guys back. They want to get Gabe Osinda back as often as they can in 2026. David Gabriel George is the 2027 running back who now has over 20 Power 5 offers, Power 4 offers. You know, they're just down the road at Baylor. Tennessee wants to get those guys back as much as they can. You know, so we'll kind of see what names pop up along the way here. But I think right now the headliner outside of DeJuan Morris is certainly Darius Gray.
All right. You heard it there from Matt Ray, VolQuest.com. Tennessee recruiting, it never stops. But in signing day, just 2 weeks away, it is coming here in a hurry. And we'll see if Tennessee can hold on to some of these commits. Tennessee, if it can get a DeJuan Morris, maybe an Isaiah Campbell to cap off this 25 class that still sits top 10 nationally in the on-three industry rankings. Be sure to follow Matt on Twitter, myself as well. Check out all of our work over at VolQuest.com and on the Journalist Quarters. No better time than join us right now than crossover season. Basketball is happening right now as well. Plenty of recruiting talk. And oh yeah, there is still Tennessee football to be played right in the middle of these college football playoff conversations. Appreciate you guys for listening and checking us out here at VolQuest.com. This is Trail Tidbits.